Unit 12. Being a Global Citizen.
First of all, I want to speak about an amazing woman. Her name is Davina. Davina was born in Jamaica. She emigrated to the US at the age of 18 and now lives just outside of Washington, D.C. Even though she's not a politician or a lobbyist, she's having the most remarkable impact. What's so incredible about Davina is that she's willing to devote her time to people she doesn't even know. They're not her relatives, friends, people from her neighborhood, or people from her state or country. They're simply people she meets who need help. Davina's impact started out a few years ago when she reached out to all of her friends on Facebook and asked them to donate money so she could help young girls get access to education. She wasn't really expecting much response, but a huge outpouring later, it was possible for over 120 girls to be sent to school. Now, Davina is not alone. Far from it. She's part of a growing movement, and there's a name for people like Davina: global citizens. A global citizen is someone who self-identifies first and foremost not as a member of a state, a religion, or a nation, but as a member of the human race, and as someone who is prepared to act on that belief. A global citizen tries to solve our world's greatest challenges with passion and compassion. My work has focused on finding, supporting, and activating global citizens like Davina. And they exist in every country all over the globe. More and more young people today are willing to act responsibly and sustainably, which is great. As I see it, the world's future depends on global citizens. I'm convinced that if we had more global citizens active in our world, then every single one of the major global challenges we face, from poverty, climate change, gender inequality, would become solvable. They are global issues, and they can only be solved by global citizens demanding global solutions from their country's leaders. Now, some people's immediate reaction to this idea is that it's either a bit utopian or even threatening. So this is why I'd like to share with you a little of my story today. How I ended up here, how it connects with Davina, and hopefully with you. I grew up in Melbourne, Australia, and I was one of those little kids that never, ever stopped asking why. I used to ask my mum the most annoying questions like, "Mum, why do you want fries with that? What is a shrimp? And why am I not allowed to throw them under the table?" As a why kid, I was pretty aware of the fact that I could change the world. When I was 12, and in my first year of high school, I started raising money for communities in the developing world. We were a really enthusiastic group of kids, and we raised more money than any other school in Australia. And so, I was given the chance to go to the Philippines to learn more about life there. We were taken into a slum on the outskirts of Manila. There I became friends with Sonny Boy, who lived on what was literally a pile of steaming garbage. Smoky Mountain was what they called it. That night with Sonny Boy and his family changed my life forever. Because when it was time to go to sleep, we simply laid down on this concrete slab, half the size of my bedroom, with myself, Sonny Boy, and the rest of his family. Seven of us in this long line, with the smell of rubbish all around us and cockroaches crawling all around. I didn't sleep and lay awake thinking to myself, why should anyone have to live like this when I have so much? This question was heavy on my mind, and so, years later, I co-founded the Oak Tree Foundation and the Global Poverty Project, where we are trying to reduce extreme poverty in developing countries. It is my mission to spread the concept of global citizenship. We, as global citizens, have the opportunity to make positive changes in the world. Over all these years, I've tried to reconnect with Sonny Boy. Sadly, I've been unable to. We met long before social media, and his address has now been relocated by the authorities, as often happens in slums. I'd love to sit down with him wherever he is and share with him how much the time I spent on Smoky Mountain inspired me. Thanks to him and so many others, I now understand the importance of being part of a movement of people. The young generation willing to look up from their screens and out into the world. The global citizens of today. Thank you.